and welcome to Talking Opinions. I am your host, Anthony Livingston Hall. Cable news billed the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden as a heavyweight boxing match. And we all know that Trump bases everything he says and does on what he sees on cable news. Therefore, nobody should have been surprised when he came out fighting like, well, a chump. Indeed, the only wonder is that, after talking Biden's ear off, Trump did not channel his pal Mike Tyson and chomped it off too. But then came the morning after headlines, screaming faux outrage from coast to coast. For example, the New York Times. Trump's heckles turn first debate into utter chaos. The Chicago Sun-Times. Debate debacle, interruptions and insults mar chaotic first presidential clash. And on it went. But perhaps the Boston Globe screamed loudest with its two-word headline, Mud Fight. Mind you, my headline screamed too. But at least I tempered mine with a little reality check, which is why it read, Biden versus Trump was much ado about nothing, aka a shit show. Granted, I have a well-documented penchant for cynicism. Therefore, you'd be forgiven for dismissing my headline as me just being my cynical self. But I need only cite two unassailable facts to prove the truth it asserted. One, the October surprise in 2012 was that Mitt Romney defeated Barack Obama in at least two of their three presidential debates, yet no one was surprised when Obama went on to win the election. And two, there was no surprise in 2016 when Hillary defeated Donald Trump in all three of their presidential debates, yet everyone was surprised when Trump went on to win the election. The point is that I've been criticizing the media for years for hyping presidential debates like boxing matches. In October 2012, for example, I denounced the media for doing so while political gridlock was turning the country into a banana republic. But those were the halcyon days, because Trump has transformed that gridlock into tribalism that has the country now on the brink of civil war, which, come to think of it, might make hyping political debates as boxing matches seem entirely fitting. The problem is that far too many in politics and media seem blithely unconcerned about our impending doom. Boxing matches are all that matter. And the greater the hype, the more important it seems. Only this explains even reporters previewing Tuesday's debate as a do-or-die thriller in Manila showdown. To be fair, Trump made it perfectly clear that he had no interest in even debating the issues. Therefore, I suppose the media can be forgiven for hyping it as nothing more than a boxing match. Never mind that he ended up making it more like a street mugging, as the headlines above attest. But nobody should have been surprised. In fact, here is how I replied when a friend from South Africa, such was the worldwide interest, asked me who I thought would win this debate. I replied, and I quote, Biden, because Trump has no interest in debating. He just wants to create as big a spectacle as possible to deflect from his poor performance on COVID and the scandal of his tax returns, end quote. And I have to say, with apologies to George W. Bush, it was mission accomplished. Of course, Biden had too much intelligence and self-respect to perform as advertised. Instead, he seized every opportunity to show that only he has the temperament and agenda to help America, if not the world, recover from Trump's dystopia and COVID's pandemic. This is why Trump ended up fighting against himself, which had him spewing outrageous lies, internet conspiracies, personal attacks, and even shout-outs to neo-Nazis. And he did all that in a patently desperate attempt to derail any serious debate on why, among other things, he bungled the fight against COVID-19, failed to pay his income taxes, stoked racial tensions while empowering white supremacists, called Americans who serve in the military suckers and losers, and sided with Putin against his own intelligence officers. But there is no denying that Rubberneck has got exactly what they tuned in to watch. Never mind my review that it played out more like a political train wreck, if you'll pardon the mixed metaphors. But I'd be remiss not to hail the exceptional role Speaker Nancy Pelosi played, because while everyone else was acting like Don King in hyping this debate, Pelosi was acting like Cassandra in warning of the doom it would surely display. But even she had no idea, because just days later, Trump fulfilled her prophecy when the mocking words he spewed about COVID during the debate came back to infect him, his wife, and countless members of his Republican cult, from aides at the White House to senators on Capitol Hill. I fully appreciate how serious and consequential this development is, not only for their health, but for the general election and national security as well. But nobody can deny that this was about as predictable as the sun rising in the east tomorrow. Trump and his supporters champion political incorrectness as an article of faith. So in that spirit I say that this COVID infection is the inevitable result of Trump's imperious arrogance and dangerous ignorance, to say nothing of his juvenile recklessness. Only this explains the way he persisted in playing down COVID's deadly impact, even as the death toll of Americans was rising far beyond belief. In fact, it would take the willing suspension of disbelief, which bonds the members of his base, not to damn what he said throughout this pandemic as genocidal, indeed even suicidal, mockery and indifference. This was certainly the case when a reporter asked him about the death toll nearing 200,000, only to have him deadpan, "It is what it is." Frankly, not to put too fine a point on it, Trump has behaved like a child playing with fire. And, well, he just got burned. Nonetheless, I am heartened by the outpouring of well wishes, even from those he has repeatedly smeared, not only as his political enemies, but as enemies of the American people. Which constrains me to note that we all know how Trump would be reacting if the shoe were on the other foot. Because if Joe and Jill had tested positive, he would be all over TV and social media, pronouncing Biden unfit to continue his presidential campaign, let alone serve as President of the United States. And God help us if he pulls through with relative ease, because he'll be all over TV and social media saying, "See, I told you so. This COVID thing is no big deal." In which case, America can kiss combating this pandemic goodbye until voters succeed in throwing him out of office. By contrast, nothing demonstrated Biden's fitness and character to serve quite like the way he reacted to the news of Trump's infection. Specifically, he led the nation in wishing the President and First Lady a full and speedy recovery, ordered his staff to stop running campaign ads that highlight Trump's lies and incompetence, which have cost so many lives and caused so much hardship, and admonished everyone that this is just a bracing reminder of the importance of following COVID protocols, including wearing masks, washing hands, and keeping your physical distance. Meanwhile, it seems everyone is sending Trump digital pansies as he suffers his rendezvous with COVID-19. But I hope you'll forgive me for lacing mine with the hashtags October Surprise and Karma. That's my 2 cents worth. I should note for the record, though, that like Hillary 4 years ago, Biden won this debate hands down. That is, he literally refused to counterpunch, even as Trump pummeled him with a Tourette's-like barrage of cheap shots. But the irony of ironies is that Pelosi's Cassandra warning about holding these debates in the first place might now come true. because Trump's positive test makes it highly unlikely that he and Biden will face off again before Election Day. Also, given the prevailing view of Trump as Putin's useful idiot, I'd be remiss not to second CNN anchor Wolf Blitzer's lament, for he immediately bemoaned that America's enemies were the real winners of this presidential debate. No doubt they were laughing their asses off at the hot mess on display and the worsening civil unrest it portends. But despairing friends and gloating foes alike should beware that this debate will have about as much impact on America as a flea shitting on the hide of an elephant. What's more, nobody should doubt that it will take a President Biden no more than 4 months to clean up the mess Trump has created at home and abroad over the past 4 years. This is why, despite the dystopian enemy that has occasioned this Trump presidency, I remain convinced that there is no better place in the world to live than the good old USA. That's it, and if you liked it, please subscribe. Thank you for listening, and until the next Talking Opinions, goodbye.